And we're back. That's better. Now I can hear myself.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Dialed down the wrong fucking the wrong slider.
That's what happens on show two.
Yeah, show two is always a fucking mess. That's because show one usually involves smoking some weed.
Even though this is episode 11.
It is episode 11. I'm having some technical difficulties here. I just unplugged my headphones now.
Some Leon difficulties.
One thing after another. Boy, can I ever smell that weed you're rolling there.
Yeah, I thought I'd get chopping on it a little early. Blueberry.
This is the blueberry we're going to try. I think I broke my headphones.
Really?
I think I'm good now. Blueberry, eh?
Yeah.
I don't get the blueberry, like the old school blueberry smell off of
that. No, it's definitely not. But it's a little, yeah, there's some good flavor for sure.
Okay, we'll check it out. We'll let you know. We'll be your guide.
So what are we doing this week?
This week we are going to do blueberry.
Yep.
Which is obviously been announced already. And then the other topic I was thinking about was musicians who had shitty jobs, or not necessarily shitty, but what some musicians did before they became famous. I'll tell you right now what triggered that fucking whole thought was, what was the name of that band? You might know this. Red Scare?
I don't think I know them.
Heavy metal band. Lead singer guy is Casey Shaw.
I know what you're going to say, though.
Yeah.
Red Scare?
Red Scare. That's okay,
I'll have to look him up.
That's what it says. That's what it said when I read. I didn't know him or the band. But anyways, he was on a radio show I listened to frequently. And
would that be Howard Stern?
Yeah, would it be? And he wasn't on there. Richard Christie brought up this topic, I think.
Okay.
It was. And he's a heavy metal dude. And yep. Anyways, the guy's job when he was younger was jerking off horses for $4 an hour. That's a fucking shitty job.
There's right got to be a song there somewhere.
Right? Oh, my God. I just can't imagine. I don't even know if I can believe it.
Does he get to use a machine? His hand? Many questions.
He was using his hand. He was just using his hand. Like, that's just sick. I don't know. I never heard of that.
Where do you apply for that?
Right?
Why? It's like Craigslist ad. I don't know.
Why do you only get paid $4 an hour? Like, you pay me a lot more. I still wouldn't do that. Anyway, okay.
Eddie on a lighter Vedder, note.
Eddie Vedder,
yeah.
He was a security guard.
Yep.
Another one that I know just off the top of my head was, apparently it's not quite off the top of my head. Who was it? Was it Gravedigger?
I don't know. I want to say someone from Typo Negative, but it's probably wrong.
No, it was like, David Bowie or something.
Oh, really?
I'm probably wrong yet. It's probably in my notes here. But
what do we got? Jonathan Davis from Korn was an embalmer and the coroner's assistant.
Oh, yeah, that's good money in that. Yeah. I almost did it. I got sick of my job, and I was looking around, and my other buddy, Stu, you know, he goes around and picks up people's bodies.
Yeah.
And there was an opening, and I was seriously considering, and it came down to where I was actually going to take the job, but the place decided to go with part-time person, and I just couldn't take a part-time job. I don't know if that just speaks about, I wasn't interested in it. It actually bothered me. I had to put a whole lot of thought into it. But this one girl at work mentioned, she's like, wow, you must really want to leave here if you're going to take on burning people's dead bodies. But I did some reading, and it's not that bad. Anyways, I don't burn dead people's bodies or anybody's bodies.
Yeah.
I don't do any of it. You know Johnny Cash? He was a military code breaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they have these codes and stuff, like Morse code type of stuff. But they would change it too, so that it wasn't just your basic Morse code thing, or even just messages, telegraphs and stuff like that. And they would change it so that you have to have some type of way to decode it on the other end. His job was to intercept those messages and decode them, and apparently he was pretty good at it.
Hmm, interesting. I got Lemmy was a roadie for Jimi Hendrix.
Oh yeah, I had read that like researching this stuff.
Yep.
I can't believe I never heard that before.
Yeah, I knew that one from a while ago. Maybe from his documentary, even.
Yeah, Gene Simmons was assistant to the editor at Glamour and Vogue.
Yeah, I read magazine. That too. That was kind of funny.
Right? I don't know about him.
I got David Lee Roth was a surgical porter. What would that even... What is a surgical porter? Does he, like, deliver stuff? Like,
and who was it?
David Lee Roth.
A surgical... I almost think like a candy stripper, a nurse, maybe? I don't know.
A porter, I don't know. It's a... Whatever a porter would be.
I don't even know. Jack White, you know what he used to do?
No.
He was an upholsterer.
Oh, really?
Not like a horrible job, but it's just kind of interesting that he actually had worked at an upholstery shop. I mentioned that actually on one of our other shows, and I had the name of it. What was it called? Third Man Upholstery.
Oh, really?
Where are they from? The White Stripes.
Geez, I don't know. Middle America? I'm not sure.
I'm just curious where that shop is. I just I almost get like a Seattle West Side.
Yeah, I don't think Seattle, but I don't know offhand actually.
And then Noel Gallagher.
Oasis.
Oasis. He was a construction worker.
We got Noodles from Offspring and Kurt Cobain were both school janitors.
Hmm. Can't see Kurt doing that.
No, I can't see that either. But
okay. I wonder if he did any good or did he get fired. Ozzy Osbourne, you know some of his previous tasks.
Yeah, he was a slaughterhouse worker.
Slaughterhouse worker, cutting, they'd hang the carcasses up and he would slice them open, let their guts all fall out. How disgusting is that?
They got,
he also did other stuff. He was a construction worker, trainee plumber, and a car factory horn tuner.
There's a guitar player from Anthrax. He's not in there anymore. Dave, or Dan Spitz. He's a watchmaker now.
That's what he does now?
Yeah.
That's strange to go the other way.
Heavy metal guitarist to watchmaker.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Yeah, you just mentioned that porter thing. Mick Jagger was also a porter, but he did it at a mental hospital.
We got Tom Araya, singer, bass player from Slayer, was a respiratory therapist.
From, oh, wow. That's such a bizarre turn of careers, man. Mick Jagger, you know, he also worked, sold ice cream on a beach.
Oh, really? I'm your ice cream man.
I just caught that out of the corner of my eye. Rod Stewart, that's who I was trying to think of. Gravedigger.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I've actually seen different descriptions of that. Some people say gravedigger, but other people just say he like cleaned up at the graveyards and stuff like that. I actually wouldn't mind that job. Pretty peaceful.
And I got Tony Iommi, Black Sabbath guitarist.
Yeah.
Used to be a sheet metal worker where he lost his fingers.
That's where he lost his finger. And he wears a
three fingers.
Really?
Yeah, the tips of three of them.
I didn't know that much. But what I do know is he wears a thimble on the end of his fingers, and he plays that guitar with a thimble on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a metal thimble, ceramic, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure
rubber.
What he uses, but yeah, he definitely lost the tips of his fingers.
I think I heard somebody asking him one time if he'd...
For a guitar player, that must have been like, oh my God.
No. Well, think of the Def Leppard dude losing his arm, and he's the drummer.
Yeah.
But I think somebody asked him one time if he could, would he take, you know, get surgically added... if they could do new fingers for him and stuff. And he said no, because now he knows how to play guitar without them. So
yeah,
let's stick with that. Here, let's check out this weed.
Yeah, it's rolled, ready to go.
Okay, blueberry. Now I'm going to read what Leafly says about blueberry, but I don't know if it's the same blueberry that we used to talk about.
Might have lost a lighter, though.
I got it in my pocket. Is the heavy metal singer's horse semen rant?
Yeah.
Blueberry, here we go.
Sparked and ready.
Oh, you know what? Oh, it's too late now, but on that last one, we were talking about the pink kush, and I forgot to mention the THC level, 19%. But again, it could be 5 or 10 out of that. It could be 5 or 10 more, 5 or 10 less. But blueberry, I think just about everybody's had blueberry at one time.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice flavor. I think it's a little smoother than the last one, even though I just coughed.
Yeah, I'd have to say that's smoother. I coughed right away on that last one, pink kush.
That your first one of the day?
The pink kush was last show. I tend to not smoke near as much as I used to, and I can't do the wake and bake thing too much because I gotta go to work, and then when I get home, I've been around weed all fucking day. I just don't give a shit anymore. But I do appreciate it. The benefits of it. I love the fact that it's legal.
It helps me with my pain. So yeah, I do wake and bake daily.
Is that your main reason why you smoke weed, or just, I mean, you always smoked weed, but...
I always smoked weed, but it does help now a lot. I have some issues going on tummy-wise, but yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Not the issues.
Yeah, yeah.
But the CBG thing I was talking about a couple of shows ago, I actually did some more research on that, and just like... There we go. Fire the hole. A little late on that one.
That was okay. Still big.
The CBG thing... that's got to do with a whole lot to do with the pain relief. So if you can find a high CBG, that might even help you more. But usually when you have high CBG, you'll have a lower THC. So Leafy says the blueberry is hitting about 17%. I don't know how they can nail it as one particular percentage, because how you grow it and who's growing it changes drastically. So I don't know how. At one site I saw, they'd go from this to this, like 17 to 24 kind of thing. But... blueberry, they say, is 17. I think it's probably more.
I think so, too. It's a very nice buzz off this. I had some earlier.
Mm. They say here on Leafly that it's also known as berry blue. I've never heard of that one. It's an indica. Crossing purple tie with regular tie. A true A-list cannabis strain. Blueberry's legend status soared to new heights after claiming the High Times Cannabis Cup in 2000 for Best Indica. Yeah, it seemed to be quite more more available years ago than it is now.
The Real Blueberry?
Yeah. Did you read High Times?
No, I can't say I have.
I liked it back in the day before weed became legal, because everything that was weed related, I'd just glom onto.
No, so. Honestly, I don't think I've ever bought one.
I had a few of them. it was interesting.
I definitely had a few, but I don't know. I don't think I ever bought them.
It was just interesting to absorb some of the information. It's not like you could buy anything through the place or through the magazine or anything, but I don't even know if they have magazines anymore. But this strain goes back all the way to the 70s. Didn't hear about it back then. Back then, it was all just red hair.
I wonder what the THC level was then.
Oh, fuck. I bet you probably 5. Well, this bird's nice. Same as the last one. A little black on the ash there, but that doesn't
definitely
necessarily...
the other one burned better, but yeah, this still burns good.
And when we say the other one, we're talking about
almost
the last
feels
episode.
Like you need to light it, but it is still going.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely always sweet with the blueberry. Get the fruity flavors and stuff. They say it's good for sleepy, hungry, and relaxed. Bad signs are dry mouth, dry eyes, and dizzy. And it helps with stress, pain, and anxiety.
I feel like the blueberry I had a few weeks back was more more tasty than this.
Yeah, you were showing me the buds. The buds were definitely tighter last week.
Yeah.
Or whatever, a couple weeks ago. Not bad, though. Both of them. The pink kush you had before there, I like that flavor. And this isn't bad either. Again, can't do the spicy shit. Not my jam. Earthy. I mean, I won't turn it down.
Yeah.
But...
not my go-to for sure.
And I'll definitely take a hit in the THC for a flavor.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay, back to people's jobs.
I got John Bon Jovi was a Christmas toy assembler.
Oh, yeah, where did he work?
I'm not sure, probably New Jersey somewhere.
Oh, yeah, right, he's from New Jersey, right. He's actually still bouncing around doing shit, and I was quite surprised.
He had some vocal issues, I believe.
Like, did he have to have an operation? Or?
I'm not sure. I know he was touring, and they were talking about how he was struggling singing. But he is getting up there for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure he's no Vince Neil.
He's got to be fucking... he's got to be in his 60s.
Yeah, he has to be. Yeah, for sure.
And then simple jobs and shit. Pink, she worked at McDonald's. That's no surprise. Cindy Lauper, she used to work at a dog kennel cleaner and an ear piercer. She was all
right. I can see that.
I actually kind of like her.
I like her for sure.
Yeah, she had some good...
she's 70-something now. I seen her the other day.
Yeah,
like a pitch or something. Like a few weeks ago was her birthday or something.
70, wow. It's unbelievable. These numbers are popping up. People are, every time I hear something.
Yeah, I'm totally guessing on that age, but I think that's what it was.
And then, like you said, Kurt Cobain, a janitor. Elvis Presley was a truck driver. I forgot all about that. You probably knew that, though.
Yep.
Chris Cornell, fish handler.
Really?
Yeah. It's Seattle, man. Right? They got a lot of fish there.
What do I got? Nico McBrain, the drummer for Iron Maiden, has a degree in engineering.
That's not the first person I've heard in rocker. Whatever you want to call it, metal, or different types of music, who had surprisingly good histories of schooling offspring.
He had a stroke recently, too, like a while back.
I didn't know that.
He's still drumming, though. I'm seeing them on the 2nd of October.
In Vancouver?
Yep.
Who's opening?
I actually looked it up today. It's a band I don't know, and they always get shitty opening bands. I don't know why.
Make himself look better.
Maybe. I went to see them. I only seen them once, and they had... the bass player, who's Steve Harris, they had his daughter open.
Some bands, you'll notice they only let the opening band have that one little chunk of space up front, and all their equipment, the big band takes up most of the stage. So, and part of that is so that they have such a shitty setup that they can't even sound good or overdo them.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they not want to be blown off the stage, or I don't know? It just seems weird that they wouldn't package it better.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe they're trying to get new fans to come in, but I don't know.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Shitty fucking... but, how about the punky type of stuff like Elvis Costello? You listen to that?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I
consider that more new wave than punk, but yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That would be more new wave. Punk would be more like The Clash.
Yeah.
Bouncing around, smashing shit.
Sex Pistols.
I suppose. You sent me a video a little while ago that was quite punky. I liked it. It was just a little venue. I don't know if you remember the name. And then they were just like mosh pitting like crazy.
Huh.
And the guy sang really weird. He was a little fat, black-haired, little funny-looking dude. You'd never think he was a singer.
I'd have to look back.
It'll come up. I don't mean to babble about things.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about a band who don't even have a name for you. Sting, construction laborer dude, tax officer, bus conductor, and a teacher.
A teacher.
Oh, here, this surprised me. James Brown, shoe shiner, car washer, and cotton picker. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just reading this. I didn't write it. Wow, that's crazy.
I could just picture him shining the shoes and talking like how he talks.
Oh, right? No doubt.
Yeah. Is he alive?
Shining up shoes. Yeah. Hey, there you go. Yeah. No.
No, he's dead. He's dead. Yeah. Okay.
That was a big loss. Actually, I like a lot of his songs, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he's crazy, though. Some of the interviews are he's fucking out there. Nuts. He's so coked out.
What was the name of that bus show? Mike Judge did it. It's cartoonish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I watch that all the time.
I can't think of what it's
Tour
called.
Tour bus, something like that.
Tour bus, I think that's it.
Maybe. They, yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's they like, do different musicians. They have a whole
And they did one on him. It's so funny.
They did one on him.
Isn't that the one that. Where he throws the cocaine in the air and then he's mad at everybody that's...
I think so. I think that's all right. Jack Black as a telemarketer. I can totally see that too. But of course, lots of these people just have jobs like where they were a waiter or something like that. Deborah Harry, she was in Playboy. Did you know that?
No.
Or no, sorry. My mistake. She worked at the Playboy Mansion as a Playboy.
Okay.
Like a waitress, bunny deal or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you have to do something for Playboy before that, I don't know. Like nowadays they have a website. You can call yourself a Playboy bunny, but if you're just on the website, it's not really as glamorous as it used to be.
No, they had that thing on A&E there recently, the Playboy documentary or whatever it was called. I don't know the name of it. I watched it, though.
We don't know the name of a lot of things.
Some crazy shit went on there.
That's just because we fucking get talking and off of the topic. We got all kinds of research laying here in front of us, but we just simply weren't planning to talk about that. B.B. King was a tractor driver.
Yeah.
You listen to him at all?
I know. I like B.B. King.
I like the blues and B.B. King and his guitar name was Lucille.
Yep.
And he named it Lucille after some situation in a bar. And I don't know if all the guys were trying to attack Lucille or something like that. I'll have to research this. But
where's Lucille now?
The guitar?
Yeah. After he died, I wonder.
I'm not sure. There's a few people who have guitars that have names like Eddie Van Halen. There's this Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Lucille. I think Willie Nelson has a guitar that he has specific names for. But Courtney Love. What do you think she did before?
Stripper.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I just, what else she going to do?
That's exactly what it was. You nailed it.
Yeah. She's such a mess sometimes.
I'm not a fan. Who do you think wrote her?
Kurt Cobain wrote the whole thing, I'm sure.
Well, except for little bits.
It sure sounds like a Nirvana.
Yep. Billy Crogan swears he wrote some of her shit too.
I could see that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then he turned on her and I think apparently they made up recently. Not that they're a couple, but yeah. As friends.
I think they were a couple at one time.
Actually, you're right. They were.
Yeah.
But she's a couple with everybody.
Yes.
She's with everybody. Boy George, grocery bagger. Bon Scott was a postman.
Really?
I didn't know that one.
I know he had something to do with fish, like a fisherman or something too.
No way. Bon Scott?
Yeah.
Well, we talked about this before, so I wouldn't get too much into it, but some of the stuff, bands that he was involved with before the AC/DC was, like, very different. Like, I just wouldn't expect
Then it was the 60s, though, probably, right? So.
Yeah, it just surprised me that his history of music, because he was older than the other guys, it just surprised me that his history of it was that kind of music. Well, that buzz, they got a nice buzz off of that Blueberry. Could be a smash between the Blueberry and the Kush, but either way. Strange coincidence, last week, well, this week's show and then a second show, both of them have a color name in it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Pink and blue.
Yeah, we should have done this on Gay Pride Month.
Yeah.
I got a rainbow going on here. I've definitely got a nice buzz off it. Would you pay for that? Or did you get that from an actual dispensary? Or just
no,
from
never dispensary.
Never, ever?
Never.
Okay, I'll quit asking you that.
Yeah.
The reason why I ask you that is in case you have a name.
It's usually $100 an ounce.
Drop. $100, that's pretty good. Again. Compared to the old days, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But who else you got? You got anybody else?
No. I got a lettuce worse. That was an envelope stuffer.
Yeah, I saw that too, but I didn't bother mentioning it.
I know, I'm running out of stuff. So
this happened. Yeah, okay, here's what happened.
It's not music, but it's kind of funny that it came up. Whoopi Goldberg, sex phone operator.
That's what she used to do?
That's what it says.
She had a show, a movie years ago called Telephone. It was really strange. She's sitting there. She's on the couch and she's talking on the telephone. And somehow at the end of it's like 20 minutes long type of a show. And at the end, you end up finding out that the telephone's not even hooked up. So it's just crazy sitting on the couch. But it wasn't a horrible show, but I don't know. You a Whoopi Goldberg fan?
No.
So the reason
Couple of movies. Yeah, maybe.
So here's the reason why we're kind of lost as far as topic goes. We took a break. It was the end of summer. Daryl's kids had to get back to school. That takes up time. He's been working. I've been working. We just couldn't get together. So we had about 3 weeks in between. And then, 2 days ago or something?
Yeah, we're like, hey.
We should do a show or whatever. We should get together. We were supposed to do it yesterday. Had a shitty day at work. I didn't want to come home.
We would have had less stuff yesterday.
Yeah, right. And I knew that if I waited till Friday, the people at work would be in a happier mood, and I would, you know, because you absorb everybody else's miserable shit, and Everybody was miserable yesterday. So I was just like, when I got home, I just done. So, and then we just decided to do a show at the last minute. So some people said we should just do it a show whenever we get a chance, anyways, because a lot of people enjoyed listening to it and appreciate that. But that's why we're a little lost on our topic this week. I swear to God, we'll do better next show.
Yeah,
and it's still like this is what we do. We just get together and we babble about music. So you actually have nothing to do with it. But apparently y'all want to hear it and I appreciate that. So anyways, we're going to cut it short. I know it's another short show, about 5 minutes short, but whatever. We'll make up for it in the future, and peace out.
I just want to say, this Saturday in Mission, there's a concert, La Chinga, at the cabin. Free concert as always. Come on down.
It's a Pirate's Cabin?
At the Captain's Cabin.
Captain's Cabin in Mission, BC. So check it out. Maybe I'll do it. What was it, Saturday?
Yeah, this Saturday, as in tomorrow. Yeah. I can't even think of the date, but yeah, tomorrow.
23rd will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay, we'll check it out. You're going for sure?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go down, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll see you there. All right, peace out. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
Cheers.